and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
My goodness, what a week we've had. It's Breakfast Rolled, it's Cooper and Una. How's it going?
Tip top, Tommy.
Una has her coat on, ready to get out the gap. It's too much to do, Una.
It's bloody freezing. It's so cold.
There is a weird kind of coldness out there. There's a north wind coming in and there's a dampness in the air.
We're heading into the winter season. And Christmas season.
Don't start. So come on. We've got to get through Halloween next week.
I can't
wait
till we finish up with this whole Halloween jazza and
you leave.
Start thinking about the fat man.
don't body shame Santa Claus.
That's okay.
We had fun this morning. We were 100% scarlet for your ma for having you for a certain beauty pageant contestant who thought they won.
Friday, welcome into the bank holiday weekend. Woo, yeah.
Next week, 4-day week. Love it. And yeah, heading into a day which is going to be the big dress-up day as well, Una. A lot of schools.
Well, I know, my two are going off. Very excited.
Actually, I'll ask you later on about the update on the old hat and everything like that.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Good God. Listen, speaking of getting dressed up, you get dressed up if you were in a beauty pageant, wouldn't you, Una? Not that you don't get dressed up every day. You look lovely. Go on, show everybody what you're wearing today. Stand up, 2 or 360.
Oh my God, this is so well, sexist.
The type of talk that you get at a beauty pageant, right?
I don't know, is it? You just asked me. You'd get dressed up now if you're going for a beauty contest, wouldn't you? I.e., you don't dress up.
And then I complimented you, saying that you looked well. Too.
Ah, oh, you look lovely. Jeez. They all have lovely bottoms.
They do not.
Everyone in the pageant has lovely bottoms.
If you
bottoms.
Look at this lot, no, I'm only messing. No, they're all lovely. Anyway, there is a contest called Miss Grand International Pageant. Hands up in the room who's heard of that? Nobody. Brilliant. Nope. Anyway, but Miss Panama thought that she won it. And the music went, the lights went, and she walked from the back in her heels and bikini, strutting away up to the front. She's like, "Aha! That's me!" No, you misheard, love. It was not Miss Panama. It was Miss Paraguay.
Oh my God, I'm scarlet.
Yeah, this is the moment it happened.
Paraguay! Congratulations, Sue! I beg your pardon, I announce Miss Grand Paraguay.
Oh, so this is like live on TV. Say, sorry, Miss Paraguay, Miss Panama, back to the bag.
Poor Miss Panama. Oh, stop.
A big walk down and everything, showing everyone, this is me, I've won, yay.
Absolutely mortified for her.
Scarlet for her.
Yeah. It's going to say that on her tombstone some days.
Scarlet for your ma for having you.
Died of mortification. You know? So, got us thinking, what is the most embarrassing thing, Una, that has happened to you? Come on, bring it on.
I have a plethora to choose from.
This is very true, sure. We don't have long, but sure, get into it.
The most recent was when I met the new boss. And the chair.
It doesn't work with us anymore. And I think you're responsible for traumatizing him.
It was the biggest Bridget Jones moment of my life. I was super nervous going in because we're having like one-on-ones and just chatting to them and getting to know them. So I sat down anyway. And as I sat down, the chair broke and I fell over and my legs went in the air. And then he came over and tried to pick me up. And I was like, I'm fine. Very awkward. And it was just, it was an absolute disaster.
It's a moment that is remembered, though, as going down as one of the greatest moments in iRadio history.
Yeah, thanks.
When you fell, like literally the back of the chair came off.
And I fell back.
Stop.
And then I had verbal diarrhea to another boss that day.
Who was the head of HR at the time?
Yeah, about, she had heard us talking about something, I don't know, toilet humour.
Don't include me with this. And,
so she said something to me and I went on a rant about how, you know, farts were taboo and we needed to talk about them because they're funny and we need to normalise them because better out than in and, you know, women need to not be ashamed of doing Wendy's. And this went on and she was just looking at me and I was like, you better stop. But I couldn't stop.
I was there to witness this unfold. And you were literally just talking about women and farting.
I know, stop.
And justifying it. And you kept on talking and you just like, was this nervous rant and she was just literally standing there looking at you going, mm-hmm.
Oh my
taking
God.
Sips.
Oh, stop. I actually have PTSD after that. Oh, Lord.
Good.
Oh.
Well, listen, it's good to relive it and talk about it on the radio. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
All right, on to our service.
Apologies.
If she's not chewing, she's coughing.
Sorry.
Our survey says on average you'll use 70 of these today. Is it cough sweets?
Or just sugary sweets in general that I've been having.
There is none left in the building.
I know.
I did find one under the desk and I popped it your direction. You're like, oh, thanks very much.
I know. I've cleaned them out. I'm so sad. I missed them.
Anyway, what was it that we used 70 of these? Have a listen.
Looking forward to hearing your lovely voices with some guesses on our survey says this morning. Here's our number, 087-110-2107. Send a WhatsApp voice note. Answer this.
According to a study, on average, you'll use 70 of these today. What is it?
70 of these?
70. Today. So like every day, not just because it's Friday.
Is it your molars, you know, your teeth? So the amount of times that you would eat, like your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, allowances, and then have a cheeky snack. So you might eat 6 times a day, say. So if you multiply that by, you know, oh no, so how many molars do you have? You've got 12 molars, yeah, multiply that by 6. It's about 72, but some people might have had them removed. So I'm average. Yeah, wow. I've got to be right.
That's the...
Yeah, that's my thinking behind it.
The most scientific answer I think you've ever given. It's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Damn it!
No.
Is it curse words?
Oh, yeah, that's a good shout.
What's your favourite curse word?
Cats it on the radio. No.
Are you fact-checking my molars?
Yeah. How many molars do we have? We have 12 molars.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he's right.
Yeah, no, I was just double checking.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe anything that comes out of your mouth most of the time.
Yeah.
Can I change my answer?
No.
Oh, go on.
Go on.
Is it toilet roll sheets?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, because you see, if you're out and about, you want to cover the seat and stuff, and you yeah.
Well, no, just...
Just the wiping?
Yeah.
Oh, God, why am I not part of this conversation? This sounds enthralling. What are you talking about? Stop talking about this on the radio.
Rolls of sheets. No, no, it's not that. It's a very good guess, though. It is a very good guess.
70. You probably got. 70, you'd probably sorry, go yes. through more.
You probably do. Oh, you two who put down sheets on the toilet seat because you're frightened to get your bottom wet from the person before you. Come on, you grind, you get through life, you'll be all right. Okay,
get some guesses
in 087-110-2107. What is the question?
On average, you'll use 70 of these today. What is it?
Google searches.
Oh, good guess. No.
Oh,
great answer.
Thank you. It was a guess, not an answer. Our survey says the question this morning for you to answer on 087-110-2107 is...
On average, you use 70 of these today, every day. What is it?
All right, Larry?
Is it swear words or more?
Swear words? Like, what
my
do you mean?
My favourite one at the minute is, you stupid...
Oh, my God.
I also use, you tick... And another one I'd use would be, what the... But anyway, yeah, is it swear words?
Oh, my God, Larry, there's no need to... curse. I'm not here for you to use up all my beeps.
What the beep?
No, it's a good guess. No,
alright, it's not. Larry, like, quickly get your guesses in. 087-110-2107. It's not swear words. The question we're asking is,
on average, you'll use 70 of these today. Average things.
What are you using 70 times in a day?
Alright, what is our question this morning, Donald?
We are asking today, on average, you'll use 70 of these a day. What is it?
All right, some pretty good guesses coming in on 087-110-2107.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
It's hardly go through 70 doors in a day.
That's a great guess.
That is a very good guess.
It's got to be it.
And you come out of this door, go to the toilet, come back. No, it's not the answer. It's probably about right, though. It's not the answer I've got written down.
Yeah. It also reminds me of the question, are there more doors or wheels in the world?
I knew you were going to go there. I knew. That's a...
Jesus.
He spends hours talking about this at home over the kitchen table with his family.
It's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Morning.
Morning.
Would today's answer to the survey be euros? You'd use 70 euros a day.
Ooh.
Who's got that kind of money? 70 euro a day. That's a lot to be spending.
It is,
yeah. It's not the answer, unfortunately. I like your thinking, though, again.
All right.
And is using 70 of your pens, if not more.
Yeah, 70 of my pens, okay.
Steal them, yeah. That's where they've all gone. It's not the answer.
All right, we need the answer.
We need the answer.
The answer is...
What is it?
You're averagely using 70 emojis a day when you're sending messages to people.
70 emojis? Yeah. No, you're not using
it. Could
that
be the same one like multiple times in different messages, but yeah, 70 emojis a day.
Wow, what's
I'd
your,
say that's about right.
What's your most used emoji?
Ooh.
The star eyes one is mine.
Star eyes, okay.
Star eyes, the peace one.
No, no, your most used emoji is the poop emoji.
Oh, that's for you. Are you
on my this is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If you can rhyme in time, you can win the contents of Una's drawers. Yeah, rhyme it was fun this week. We eventually got the phone working and we were able to get some people in. And high scores this week with a 6 and a 5. And did we have a winner today? Who took home Una's drawers this morning?
Loads of goodies in there.
Rhyme it just a little bit. No, all of it.
My God, see, it's that time of year, isn't it? All of the ghosts and goblins, the ghoulies.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
The sale is thin.
Playing rhyme it this morning, looking to try and take away the contents of your drawers this morning is David and Mullingar. Good morning, David.
Hi, David.
Morning. How are you all doing?
Yeah, we're grand. Apart from the ghouls and the ghosts and the goblins that's going on in the studio here, but it's all under control. Don't walk around with a fly swatter. I don't know how much work it's going to do, but there you go. You just finished work for the night?
Yeah, it's just literally finished a night shift there, so looking forward to getting to bed.
Oh, lovely. Are you going to have a bite to eat now before you get into bed, or will you just straight in, maybe get a hot water bottle, maybe, you know, listen to your audiobook of the podcast? What are you thinking?
I'm not too sure. I might get something to buy, something to eat beforehand and get into bed, curl up for a couple of hours anyways.
Oh, lovely. That's nice now. I'm kind of jealous. What time, how many hours will you sleep for?
Probably 4 or 5.
Okay. Oh,
jealous.
Yeah. Jealous, yeah. That's a fine long disco nap you're having, David.
Come here, everybody's going dressed up this week into school because they finish up for the midterm. So will you get to dress up next week for Halloween in work?
I wouldn't say so, no, but I'd always give it a go.
Give it a go. Turn up, hey everybody, I'm the clown from it, Pennywise. Everyone's just like, oh my God! Don't think it'll work, guys. Listen, come here. Top score to beat is 6 in rhyme this morning. How do you feel that you're going to do?
Not too sure, no. We'll give it a go out there. We'll try our best.
That's what it's all about. All right, Una, would you like to give David his word?
Yes. David, your word is blip. B-L-I-P, blip.
Blip is your word.
Blip.
All right, so your 30 seconds start now.
I whip this up on my jacket if I get cold.
Sip.
I strike a horse with this to gain speed.
Whip.
When I don't want to listen to a song, I click what?
Skip.
When a man doesn't want any more children, he gets the what?
Snip.
A thin, crisp piece of potato that's cooked.
Crisp.
My package. My package is coming to Ireland on the water by what?
Ship.
I'm really tired, so I need to get some what?
Kip.
If I take my clothes off seductively.
Time is up. All right, everybody calm down.
Nip.
Oh, wow. No, it was actually strip. You got 1, 2, 3. Oh. David. You got 7! Oh my God! You nearly got the 8 there. It was really good. And here has been put into my hands is the mystery bag, which is the contents of Una's drawers. I'm going to open it up now and reveal what's in here. Sorry, Una, you're losing the contents of your drawers. Okay,
go on.
This is the iRadio water bottle. You lost another one of those. You'll never be able to
hang on. That's okay. I'll replenish my drawers.
Oh my God! It's a famous stolen pen. It could be from my bag, but it's an iRadio pen. You got the trolley key ring, the trolley token.
That's
key
amazing.
Ring. That is one of
lifesaver.
The most amazing things. Oh, lads, you must have eaten all the purple snacks, but there is a 7-pack toffee crisp in there.
Oh, my toffee crisps.
Yeah, toffee crisps.
I'll swap you. I've got, listen, David, I've got a purple snack in my bag now. Can I swap in the purple snack for the toffee crisp?
And this is the creme de la creme. If you can hear this, this is a pack of 20 tea lights.
Oh, yeah, but coming up to, you know...
Yeah.
Crush, mush.
Stop it.
It's not sorry.
And there you go, man. You happy with that?
Oh, delighted with that, though.
David's like, don't ever enter that competition. I got bloody candles. All right, listen, have an amazing, relaxing bank holiday weekend, all right?
Perfect. Thanks so
much.
Thanks,
David.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Are you okay?
Just doing some ASMR over here.
Banging your nails together.
Oh, sorry. Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're always rolling. Always rolling.
Sorry.
What are the Irish things that we say that other people just don't get? Yours was a very funny story when you went into the shop to return the dress.
The nice American lady.
Yeah.
Didn't understand a certain term I used.
Una, I need an update, please, on how you got on yesterday, because you were telling us all about that there was absolute ruptions in your house when you brought back the Halloween costume for Sadie.
Yeah, so I went and I got Sadie's witch's outfit.
Amazing.
During the week. But when we got home, we realised that the witch's hat, which is the centrepiece, you know, the piece de resistance of the witch's hat, wasn't there.
You're not a witch without the hat.
You're not a witch without a hat, right?
You gotta have a hat if you want to be the witch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So no hat. So I'm back again to the shop the other day, and I had my receipt, and I was like, listen, where's the hat? And they were like, well, okay, here, but where's the outfit? And I said, the outfit's at home. They're like, but you need to bring the outfit in. Like, why do I need to bring the outfit in? I just want the hat.
Just want the hat.
It's like,
not a witch without a hat.
No, I paid for the hat. Where's the hat?
You need a hat to be a witch.
So, and they're like, there's
never mind
like
a broom. Yeah, you need a hat.
Yeah. So I didn't have the outfit. So fine, I had to go into town again yesterday. And it was an American lady who served me, lovely woman.
Oh, amazing.
So I was like, look, I can't leave without a witch's hat. My little girl will actually turn into a witch, and nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see frog version of Una.
Quite scary.
Yeah.
Quite scary. So I have the outfit here, but I'm not giving it back, okay?
Yeah.
I just need the hat. And I was like, look, I'm not giving out.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, giving out, giving back. So are you giving back the outfit? No. I said I'm not giving out and I'm not giving back the outfit. I just need the hat. And she was like, giving out? You want to give a what? And she did not understand. So
I know exactly what she means.
Yeah. I said, no. I'm not cranky about. And she was like, what? So I just explained to her what happened. She was laughing. She was very nice. But she didn't. I got the hat anyway, which is great. Hey, we have the hat.
Excellent.
But I just thought it was very funny. She didn't understand like what giving out was.
I get that, because I've had that with friends from different parts of the world. I'd say I'm not giving out, but they're like, giving it. What are you giving us? I'm like, no, what are you not going to give us? And I'm like, abuse. That's what.
Yeah, I'm not giving. So she didn't understand it, but it was funny. I was chatting to her afterwards.
That reminds me actually of a friend of mine who's from Bristol, and I remember saying to her, I used to work at her, and she came it was after lunch, and she's like, where were you? I said, oh, I'm just after coming back from the shops. She's like, what did that sentence mean? I'm like, what do you mean? I was at the shops and I'm back, so I'm just after getting back.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with that. Can you see anything wrong with that?
No.
I'm just after getting back from the shops. It makes sense to us, Irish
people.
Irish people, we make sense to each other. So don't be giving out, especially if you're just after getting back from the shops. So this kind of got us thinking, what are the other things that we say that just other people from around the world just don't understand us? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't go to America and ask if anybody's having any crack because you get arrested.
Yeah.
You know? All right. 087-110-2107. What are the damn things that you say? Una had an incident where she said to the person in the shop when she was trying to get the witch's costume hat for little Sadie, she's like, I'm not giving out. And she was American, wasn't she?
She's American. She's like, you're giving it back or get what? And I'm like, what? What? So it was just for a while. But anyway, I eventually explained it to her what giving out meant over here.
And you were just after getting back from the shops and telling me all this.
Yeah.
So what are those things that people from other parts of the world just don't understand about us?
About your one and your man.
Your one and your man. I love that.
I'd be like, oh, your man over there. What are you saying about my man? I'm not saying anything about Dan. What are you on about? And your one. Your one what? Your one what? I'm like, no, your one.
Your one, yeah.
I think that's the largest example of confusion.
It is. It's,
your
it
one
is
the greatest saying of all time.
It is.
Your one.
Or your man.
Your man.
Yeah, your man.
Morning! It's been a while.
That's Darren. Welcome back, buddy.
Can I get the bill, please?
Yeah.
Sorry, the what? Can I get the bill? What's the bill? You know, the thing where I pay. Oh, sorry, sir. You mean the check? No, the bill, please.
Thanks. Yeah. Oh, yes. Check is very American.
Yeah, I get the bill. That's a tough one, especially if you're in the States and you're trying to explain things like that, and you go through all your Irishisms and then you just leave without paying.
And then you just say, sure, look it. Sure, look it.
All right, keep them coming. 087-1102-107.
Una basically made life very difficult for an American person because she didn't understand what giving out meant.
No, she didn't. I explained it to her in the end. She was laughing. Lovely, oh, lovely good. Lady. Yeah.
You said, I'm not giving out.
Not
but,
giving out.
But like, you were returning an item.
Yeah.
And she was just like,
I wasn't returning. You see, it was anyway, yeah. So she was like, giving out, giving back. What do you need from me? So anyway, yeah.
So we're looking for those Irishisms that just people around the world just don't understand and get what we mean as Irish people. 087-1102-107.
Morning, guys. I was telling a friend of mine from Canada about a person one day and I kept referring to them as your man.
Yeah, your man is a great one. Yeah.
And halfway through the story, my Canadian friend lost his reason because he kept shouting at me saying, it's not my man. It's not my man.
Yeah. That's why you should just double down and say, no, it is your man. Right, okay.
My husband got caught with the biggest cliche one in Vegas last year.
All right.
He was getting a steak and he asked for steak and chips.
Oh, great, great meal. Steak and chips, all right.
And you know what came out on the plate?
Oh, no.
Steak and a big fish full of tater. And he was so confused as to why these people gave him potatoes with his steak. So I said, what did you order? And he said, steak and chips. I said, well, that's what you got.
Gotta order French fries.
You got the fries, gotta, man.
Yeah, get those French fries. A little bit of research before you go away kind of does help. Darren's back with another one.
That's another one for you. I was just in America recently and I pulled up at the hotel in the layby. And I went in, checked in, and I said to the lady, I said, do you know where the car park is? And she goes, yeah, you parked outside the door. And I was like, no, where do I park? And she was like, I don't understand what you mean. Your car's outside. I says, yeah, I need to park it overnight because I'm staying here. Where do I park? Where's the car park?
Where's the car park?
She's like, oh, you mean the parking lot?
Oh my God, that's when you drag her across the counter. Oh my God. The Americans, when they have different sayings for things that just, I suppose, the actual things, like the sidewalk instead of the footpath, but also they call glasses, what we call glasses, eyeglasses. They call it, like, you go, you go for your eyeglasses test. And the most bizarre one is horseback riding. Where else are you meant to sit on the horse? On its head?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
They call it horseback riding.
So you prefer it if they just said riding?
That's what it is. You go horse riding, not horse back. They're literally saying back, horseback riding.
Okay.
Yeah.
They say faucet as well instead of a tap.
I know. It's a tap.
Just say tap. Someone else says, rubbing a dog. The English don't get it.
Huh? Sorry, I don't get that one. What? That's
rubbing. Would you, like, if you were out walking and you met a person with a dog and you would say, oh, do you mind if I rubbed your dog?
Oh my God, you don't say, can I rub your dog?
Yes, you do.
You say, can I pet your dog? You don't say, can I rub?
You just say rub.
No.
Yeah.
You don't say rub. Okay, that's definitely not.
Oh, look at you, you American.
Huh? One of the greatest. A lot of people talk. 087-1102-107. I'm sorry, I couldn't be alone with never
rubbing the dog.
Why would you? That's a bit rude.
It's so, not
don't
rude.
Be rubbing the dog.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
You're a weirdo.
All right, Soup.
Hi, guys. Soup here in Galway. Can you imagine the ructions in the middle of Dublin or in the middle of Galway if an American girl was out having a few drinks and she walked outside the pub and said that she was going home? Could she give anyone a ride? Can you imagine the ructions that'd be caused over that?
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go,
go, go. We love a game of truth or trash. I thought I would have had you with this one because I rewrote it, rephrased it, and I know you were straight away. You're like, ah, oh, yeah, no.
I know my animal facts, my friend.
You certainly do. Mm-hmm. Yours was a bit out there today.
It was a bit. I believe it on the sugar sweets.
Truth or trash. Nobody's singing with me this morning, no? No, Una's not singing with me.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's fine. I'll get over it. But listen, we are going to play Truth or Trash. Try call each other on who's telling the truth and who's telling the trash. Donald, will you go first, please?
I will, yeah. This one's for Una especially. 40% of car accidents happen annually in car parks due to bad parking.
Oh.
Yeah.
And why is that especially for me?
You just came to mind when I saw it, you know.
You asked, could you drive my car the other day?
Yeah.
And why did I say no?
Because you're a mean man.
No, because of all the dents and scrapes all over your car.
There's no dents and scrapes in my car. That's, do you know what? It adds character. It adds character. That's your character steak all squeaky clean. Boring. I'm going to say that's trash.
Okay. I'm going to say that's true. Lock it in. And those little bumpers and bender fenders and even shopping trolleys.
Oh, yeah, anything, yeah. It's true, yeah. It's also true that really bad parking violations can sometimes be considered as a form of antisocial behaviour.
Oh, don't even try and pin that on me now. No, it's you're trying to do me for antisocial behaviour.
It's true, yeah.
You should be given those, what are they? Asbos.
Funny guys.
Even as they're doing community service, you know. Picking up rubbish in the playground. What did you do? Just park bad
park
again.
Badly, yeah.
Well, all right, okay. How'd you get here? Look, can you not see my car parked in two spaces? All right, so you ready for mine? Oh, here's mine here now. All right, this is a good one. And I think you're going to like this one, Una. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Your dog knows when you're coming home because they can't smell you anymore.
That's true. True.
Explain it.
It's something to do with how long your scent... Yeah, because they can't... So when you leave, your scent is still strong. And the further away that goes, then they know, she's going to be coming back soon because I can't smell her anymore.
I think you give dogs too much credit. What are you saying, Donald?
Yeah, that does make sense. Well, they might think it for too long if you're away for a while, though. But yeah, generally with how you're out of the house, I'm going to say true, yeah.
Lock it in, both of you?
Probably lasted about 6 hours, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's true. Well done.
Mm.
Couldn't pull the wool over your eyes.
Hey!
All right, Una, do you want to do this?
Yep.
All right, okay, go for it. It's your turn.
So every year in Meath, when the veil is thin, locals in a particular village, Rathmullyne, hold a festival called the Wailing Spud of Meath. They all bring spuds and put them together in a pot, mm-hmm. and then they boil them. Then someone brings a masher. And that person bashes
that'll spring
the butter and milk and mashes them up with that. Milk. Then someone else put salt and pepper on them. And then they all eat them and they sing a song called We Are the Spud Loving Criminals. And they dance around the pot. Dance around the pot. And it's a beautiful, it's kind of like a cacao ceremony, but for spuds.
What's a cacao ceremony?
Oh, you wouldn't understand. It's a ritual. I'm not getting into that now. But this is what happens in Meath. The Wailing Spud
of
Meath.
They make mashed potato and dance around it.
Legend has it.
That the Wailing Spud of Meath attracts the wailing ghosts to come and visit them. So that's why they always do it this time of year when the veil is thin. It's to the other world. Yeah. Time of year to the other world.
You know, put some time in your spuds, like. No, Una, that does not happen. And how dare you talk down about the people of Rathmullyne? They're not.
They just haven't invited you. They just haven't invited you because you're no crack, and they put milk in their spuds, and they know that you're lactose intolerant, so you wouldn't be able to have anyway. So they couldn't be listening to you giving out about it. So,
wow,
this is what happens when Una forgets her eggs in the morning. You are hangry as hell.
I'm not angry.
You are.
I'm not angry.
You're junked up on holiday sweets. Still, she walks in today. She goes, "Whoa, there's still more here." I leave two for just in case someone else, and the two. Minutes later, I'm going to get those.
Yeah, because I forgot my eggs. I'm hungry. Yeah, so anyway.
No, that's it's trash. Yeah,
it's
mucking trash.
It's 100% true.
It's not true.
It is.
Okay. What time of the year is it?
October.
Oh, yeah, so it's just happening now.
It's happening around now.
Yeah.
It's happening at Halloween.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, because I'm making it happen.
Oh, it's a new festival.
It's a new festival.
So where can people find out more information,
Una? I'm setting up my own website soon. The Wailing Spud of Meath.
You're a wailing spud. Okay. There's truth or trash. Wild as always. Somebody please go and get eggs for Una.
I need a sausage roll now.
That'll do. Yeah. Will you be happy with a sausage roll?
I will.
Somebody send her a sausage roll. Miss the show? Don't
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I suppose the show is a way of us venting as well, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is. What were we venting about?
Your messiness. And you were telling us about as a messy bedroom, a sexy time turn off.
Yeah, just don't understand it. Like, I mean, who? If you're really in the mood, why would mess put you off?
I think if you saw the mess initially, it might put you off. You're like, I'm not going anywhere near.
Well, then you're not embracing your sexual goddess within you.
Anyway, this is what we had to say and you had to say about the whole thing. Sexual goddess.
There's one in you.
Where?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. My mind is actually being blown by something I've seen online and I need to share it. I need to get people's insights on this.
All right, okay.
So, according to new research, 40% of people, yeah, it's nearly half,
yeah,
say they would avoid a date night at home, as in, you know, nice, sexy time.
Yeah.
Because of a messy bedroom.
Huh?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. So the messy bedroom is turning off rather than on.
It's turning off, yeah.
Okay.
It's leading to a lack of love. 30% said that a messy bedroom could lead to arguments between partners, and apparently the floor drobe is causing all sorts of issues with partners. I mean, I just don't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
How is it a passion killer? Because then it's obviously not real passion, because it doesn't really matter where you are. Do you know what I mean? I mean, if you're in a bedroom that's like perfectly all clean and tidy, or like in Cooper's room where you have to take 27 pillows off the bed before you go.
Stop painting that picture. That is an absolute lie.
That's a mood
that
killer.
That is a lie.
Okay, fine. But you know what I mean? And some people have a lot of cushions and pillows. Do you know?
Yeah.
And like, and then, if you have to
then,
stop.
Then some people have trip hazards and, you know, hazmat hazards in the rooms as well.
But at least you can just, you know, when it starts, cool. It can, the passion can just, yeah. Continue and reach its pinnacle. Whereas if you've got all the cushions and everything is tidy, you've got to take everything. It's just going to kill the desire, I suppose. So I don't understand this.
Yeah, I right. Okay, so as much as I like a tidy bedroom and a made bed, and you're completely against a made bed,
against it. I just don't see the point.
It's just to have a nice bedroom and have it nice and neat, and then
I love my bed, no matter what it looks like.
If somebody comes over, that you don't hang on until I close the doors. You know. Do you know what I mean?
Like, but then you do the panic clean.
If somebody comes over, I don't get into this panic cleaning again. If somebody comes over, you don't know they're coming over, and they say, can I use your toilet? And there's somebody in the toilet downstairs, so they want to use the one upstairs. And you say, oh crap, all the doors are open, the place is a mess. You know, you wouldn't have that worry, you know? And maybe you could get lucky with that person then as well. And then when they see the room, they're like, ugh.
So your whole point is that it could be happening. It could be on the cards, but then that person would see the mess and they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, then they're not for you, man. Do you know what I mean? It's not for you.
Okay, let us know what you think. Is a messy bedroom a passion killer?
Yeah, or do you have a messy partner that bugs you? Or are you like me and you're like, listen, it's all good. You know, just live your life, whatever way. You know, what was our motto the other day? It lives where it lands. Do you know what I mean?
It lives where it lands. So I suppose the question is, are you Stig of the Dump? Are you perfectly...
No, don't phrase it like that.
You are Stig of the Dump. You live in your own...
I do not live in squalor.
Come and get me, lads.
It's called organised chaos. I know where everything is and I like it that way.
Luna has come across this thing where apparently a messy bedroom is a passion killer. How many percent of people say that? It's like a no-no.
40% of people say they'd avoid that at home because of the mess in the bedroom, and you know, the floor drobe is causing fights between couples and stuff like that. I just think people need to chill out. Do you know what I mean?
God, you did say to me that you did tidy your room.
I did. I tidied my room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, like, did you take a picture of your tidy room?
I didn't, know.
That means that it's not tidy enough and you weren't proud of the job that you did.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm not 12.
Got a message for you, Una, on 087-1102-107.
Jesus, Una, you're really trying to justify the messy bedroom there and that it doesn't make a difference there. You're putting an awful lot of work into it there. You must have an awful messy bedroom yourself, you do.
Yeah, there was one time, I can't believe I'm going to admit this, but anyway, I was sharing an apartment with my friend Ellen. And she had gone home for a few days. So, and I was in my room. But my room at the time was so unbelievably messy.
Like, could you see any of the floor?
No. And I just couldn't bring myself to do anything about it. Because, you know, when you procrastinate and procrastinate and... anyway,
I do know when you procrastinate.
Yeah, yeah. So instead of... Because I just wasn't able. I vacated and brought some stuff into my friend Ellen's room. And I lived there for the next couple of days. While she was away, because her room was really clean and tidy.
So you weren't happy enough that you messed your room. You went and you had to mess her room. Oh, my God.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There you go, filling you up with some breakfast rolled. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm going to get my own breakfast roll now.
Yeah, you missed out on your eggs this morning.
I missed out on my eggs. I'm starving. Yeah, like, I was hangry this morning.
You really were hangry.
Yeah, I was.
I corrected you and had to say the word thyme.
No, I said thyme and you were like, do you want thyme in your potatoes? Because I said thyme instead of time. And I got insulted.
Easily offended when she's hungry.
Yeah, I know.
We're back after the bank holiday weekend. Listen out for us as well on Sunday and bank holiday Monday as well. Enjoy the weekend.
Gluck.